He was crying, so he could not see Robert Jordan clearly.
Salud, Inglés.
Salud, old one, Robert Jordan said. He was looking down the slope now. Look well after the cropped head, wilt thou?
There is no problem, Augustine said. Thou hast what thou needest?
There are very few shells for this machina, so I will keep it, Robert Jordan said. Thou canst now get more, for that other and the one of Pablo, yes.
I cleaned out the barrel, Augustine said, where thou plugged it in the dirt with the fall.
What became of the pack horse?
The gypsy caught it.
Augustine was on the horse now, but he did not want to go. He leaned far over toward the tree where Robert Jordan lay.
Go on, viejo, Robert Jordan said to him.
In war there are many things like this.
Que puta es la guerra, Augustine said. War is a bitchery.
Yes, man, yes. But get on with thee.
Salud, Inglés,
Augustine said, clenching his right fist.
Salud,
Robert Jordan said. But get along, man. Augustine wheeled his horse and brought his right fist down, as though he cursed again with the motion of it, and rode up the draw. All the others had been out of sight long before. He looked back where the draw turned in the timber, and waved his fist. Robert Jordan waved, and then Augustine, too, was out of sight. Robert Jordan looked down the green slope of the hillside to the road and the bridge. I'm as well this way as any, he thought. It wouldn't be worth risking getting over on my belly yet. Not as close as that thing was to the surface, and I can see better this way. He felt empty and drained and exhausted from all of it and from them going, and his mouth tasted of bile. Now, finally and at last, there was no problem. However all of it had been, and however all of it would ever be now, for him, no longer was there any problem. They were all gone now, and he was alone with his back against a tree. He looked down across the green slope, seeing the gray horse where Augustine had shot him, and on down the slope to the road with the timber-covered country behind it. Then he looked at the bridge, and across the bridge, and watched the activity on the bridge and the road. He could see the trucks now, all down the lower road. The gray of the trucks showed through the trees. Then he looked back up the road to where it came down over the hill. They will be coming soon now, he thought. Pilar will take care of her as well as anyone can. You know that. Pablo must have a sound plan or he would not have tried it. You do not have to worry about Pablo. It does no good to think about Maria. Try to believe what you told her. That is the best. And who says it is not true? Not you. You don't say it, any more than you would say the things did not happen that happened. Stay with what you believe now. Don't get cynical. The time is too short, and you have just sent her away. Each one does what he can. You can do nothing for yourself, but perhaps you can do something for another. Well, we had all our luck in 4 days. Not 4 days. It was afternoon when I first got there, and it will not be noon today. That makes not quite 3 days and 3 nights. Keep it accurate, he said. Quite accurate. I think you better get down now, he thought. You better get fixed around some way where you will be useful, instead of leaning against this tree like a tramp. You have had much luck. There are many worse things than this. Everyone has to do this, one day or another. You are not afraid of it once you know you have to do it, are you? No, he said truly. It was lucky the nerve was crushed, though. I cannot even feel that there is anything below the break. He touched the lower part of his leg, and it was as though it were not part of his body. He looked down the hill slope again, and he thought, I hate to leave it, is all. I hate to leave it very much, and I hope I have done some good in it. I have tried to, with what talent I had.
Have, you mean?
All right, have. I have fought for what I believed in for a year now. If we win here, we will win everywhere. The world is a fine place and worth the fighting for, and I hate very much to leave it. And you had a lot of luck, he told himself, to have had such a good life. You've had just as good a life as grandfather's, though not as long. You've had as good a life as anyone because of these last days. You do not want to complain when you have been so lucky. I wish there was some way to pass on what I've learned, though. Christ, I was learning fast there at the end. I'd like to talk to Kharkov. That is in Madrid. just over the hills there, and down across the plain, down out of the gray rocks and the pines, the heather and the gorse, across the yellow high plateau you see it rising white and beautiful. That part is just as true as Pilar's old women drinking the blood down at the slaughterhouse. There's no one thing that's true. It's all true. The way the plains are beautiful, whether they are ours or theirs. The hell they are, he thought. You take it easy now, he said. Get turned over now while you still have time. Listen, one thing. Do you remember? Pilar in the hand? Do you believe that crap? No, he said. Not with everything that's happened? No, I don't believe it. She was nice about it early this morning before the show started. She was afraid maybe I believed it. I don't, though. But she does. They see something. Or they feel something. Like a bird dog. What about extrasensory perception? What about obscenity, he said. She wouldn't say goodbye, he thought, because she knew if she did, Maria would never go. That Pilar. Get yourself turned over, Jordan. But he was reluctant to try it. Then he remembered that he had the small flask in his hip pocket, and he thought, I'll take a good spot of the giant killer, and then I'll try it. But the flask was not there when he felt for it. Then he felt that much more alone, because he knew there was not going to be even that. I guess I'd counted on that, he said. Do you suppose Pablo took it? Don't be silly. You must have lost it at the bridge. Come on now, Jordan, he said. Over you go. Then he took hold of his left leg with both hands and pulled on it hard, pulling toward the foot while he lay down beside the tree he had been resting his back against. Then lying flat and pulling hard on the leg so the broken end of the bone would not come up and cut through the thigh, he turned slowly around on his rump until the back of his head was facing downhill. Then with his broken leg, held by both hands, uphill, he put the sole of his right foot against the instep of his left foot and pressed hard while he rolled, sweating, over onto his face and chest. He got onto his elbows, stretched the left leg well behind him with both hands, and a far, sweating push with the right foot. And there he was. He felt with his fingers on the left thigh, and it was all right. The bone end had not punctured the skin, and the broken end was well into the muscle now. The big nerve must have been truly smashed when that damned horse rolled on it, he thought. It truly doesn't hurt at all, except now in certain changes of positions. That's when the bone pinches something else, you see, he said. You see what luck is? You didn't need the giant killer at all. He reached over for the submachine gun, took the clip out that was in the magazine, felt in his pocket for clips, opened the action, and looked through the barrel, put the clip back into the groove of the magazine until it clicked, and then looked down the hill slope. Maybe half an hour, he thought. Now take it easy. Then he looked at the hillside, and he looked at the pines, and he tried not to think at all. Then he looked at the stream, and he remembered how it had been under the bridge in the cool of the shadow. I wish they would come, he thought. I do not want to get in any sort of mixed-up state before they come. Who do you suppose has it easier? Ones with religion, or just taking it straight? It comforts them very much, but we know there is no thing to fear. It is only missing it that's bad. Dying is only bad when it takes a long time and hurts so much that it humiliates you. That is where you have all the luck, see? You don't have any of that. It's wonderful they've got away. I don't mind this at all now they are away. It is sort of the way I said. It is really very much that way. Look how different it would be if they were all scattered out across that hill where that gray horse is, or if we were all cooped up here waiting for it. No, they're gone. They're away. Now if the attack were only a success. What do you want? Everything. I want everything, and I will take whatever I get. If this attack is no good, another one will be. I never noticed when the planes came back. God, that was lucky I could make her go. I'd like to tell Grandfather about this one. I'll bet he never had to go over and find his people and do a show like this. How do you know? He may have done 50. No, he said. Be accurate. Nobody did any 50 like this one. Nobody did five. Nobody did one, maybe not just like this. Sure, they must have. I wish they would come now, he said. I wish they would come right now because the leg is starting to hurt now. It must be the swelling. We were going awfully good when that thing hit us, he thought. But it was only luck it didn't come while I was under the bridge. When a thing is wrong, something's bound to happen. You were bitched when they gave Goltz those orders. That was what you knew, and it was probably that which Pilar felt. But later on we will have these things much better organized. We ought to have portable shortwave transmitters. Yes, there's a lot of things we ought to have. I ought to carry a spare leg, too. He grinned at that, sweatily, because the leg, where the big nerve had been bruised by the fall, was hurting badly now. Oh, let them come, he said. I don't want to do that business that my father did. I will do it all right, but I'd much prefer not to have to. I'm against that. Don't think about that. Don't think at all. I wish the bastards would come, he said. I wish so very much they'd come. His leg was hurting very badly now. The pain had started suddenly with the swelling after he had moved, and he said, maybe I'll just do it now. I guess I'm not awfully good at pain. Listen, if I do that now, you wouldn't misunderstand, would you? Who are you talking to? Nobody, he said. Grandfather, I guess. No, nobody. Oh, bloody it. I wish that they would come. Listen, I may have to do that because if I pass out or anything like that, I am no good at all. And if they bring me to, they will ask me a lot of questions and do things and all, and that is no good. It's much best not to have them do those things. So why wouldn't it be all right to just do it now, and then the whole thing would be over with? Because, oh, listen. Yes, listen. Let them come now. You're not good at this, Jordan, he said. Not so good at this. And who is so good at this? I don't know, and I don't really care right now. But you are not. That's right. You're not at all. Oh, not at all, at all. I think it would be all right to do it now, don't you? No, it isn't. Because there is something you can do yet. As long as you know what it is, you have to do it. As long as you remember what it is, you have to wait for that. Come on, let them come. Let them come, let them come. Think about them being away, he said. Think about them going through the timber. Think about them crossing a creek. Think about them riding through the heather. Think about them going up the slope. Think about them okay, tonight. Think about them traveling all night. Think about them hiding up tomorrow. Think about them. God damn it, think about them. That's just as far as I can think about them, he said. Think about Montana. I can't. Think about Madrid. I can't. Think about a cool drink of water. All right. That's what it will be like. Like a cool drink of water. You're a liar. It will just be nothing. That's all it will be. Just nothing. Then do it. Do it. Do it now. It's all right to do it now. Go on and do it now. No. You have to wait. What for? You know all right. Then wait. I can't wait any longer now, he said. If I wait any longer, I'll pass out. I know because I've felt it starting to go three times now, and I've held it. I held it all right. But I don't know about any more. What I think is you've got an internal hemorrhage there from where that thigh bone's cut around inside. Especially on that turning business. That makes the swelling, and that's what weakens you and makes you start to pass. It would be all right to do it now. Really. I'm telling you that it would be all right. And if you wait and hold them up even a little while, or just get the officer, that may make all the difference. One thing well done can make... All right, he said. And he lay very quietly and tried to hold on to himself that he felt slipping away from himself, as you feel snow starting to slip sometimes on a mountain slope, and he said, now quietly, then let me last until they come. Robert Jordan's luck held very good, because he saw just then the cavalry ride out of the timber and cross the road. He watched them coming, riding up the slope. He saw the trooper who stopped by the gray horse and shouted to the officer who rode over to him. He watched them both looking down at the gray horse. They recognized him, of course. He and his rider had been missing since the early morning of the day before. Robert Jordan saw them there on the slope, close to him now, and below he saw the road and the bridge and the long lines of vehicles below it. He was completely integrated now, and he took a good long look at everything. Then he looked up at the sky. There were big white clouds in it. He touched the palm of his hand against the pine needles where he lay, and he touched the bark of the pine trunk that he lay behind. Then he rested easily as he could with his two elbows in the pine needles and the muzzle of the submachine gun resting against the trunk of the pine tree. As the officer came trotting now on the trail of the horses of the band, he would pass 20 yards below where Robert Jordan lay. At that distance there would be no problem. The officer was Lieutenant Berendo. He had come up from La Granja when they had been ordered up after the first report of the attack on the lower post. They had ridden hard and had then had to swing back, because the bridge had been blown, to cross the gorge high above and come around through the timber. Their horses were wet and blown, and they had to be urged into the trot. Lieutenant Berendo, watching the trail, came riding up, his thin face serious and grave. His submachine gun lay across his saddle in the crook of his left arm. Robert Jordan lay behind the tree, holding on to himself very carefully and delicately to keep his hands steady. He was waiting until the officer reached the sunlit place where the first trees of the pine forest joined the green slope of the meadow. He could feel his heart beating against the pine needle floor of the forest.
For Whom the Bell Tolls was written by Ernest Hemingway and read by Campbell Scott. The recording engineer was Paul Fowley. Editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, technical director. Terry Hogan was the mix engineer. The associate producer was Travis Tunn, with additional assistance from Ellen Hurst and Sam Perwin. For Whom the Bell Tolls was produced and directed by Carol Shapiro. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.